Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dave DeMolin, who's Director of Sales with RFMS. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thanks.
I want to talk about your event that was held last week. It was the RFMS Owners Conference held in Birmingham at the Ross Bridge Resort. But before we get into that, let's talk a little bit of background. Most people know RFMS create custom software that's designed to help dealers in the flooring business run their businesses better. I mean, you've got things that go from measure software, scheduling software, CRM, accounting. Before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about what makes RFMS good. Many people know Terry Wheat started the company. He was a retailer in Tuscaloosa and saw the need for some custom software and started the company, I believe, 30 years ago. And then you come in too. You also have a retail background in flooring because prior to joining RFMS, you were with JP Flooring in Cincinnati working with Phil Schremper, right?
Correct. Yeah, I was with Phil for a little bit over 5 years.
You're actually from Ohio. You live in Cincinnati now, and you went to Ball State University, right?
I sure did.
So you had this event. First, attendance-wise, how many people came?
We had 220 attendees. They represented 111 different companies.
These are the movers and shakers. I mean, when you start looking at the people that came and try to figure out, you're just guessing at their revenue, I mean, it represents some of the best in the business, right?
Yeah, when we put a pencil to the revenue that the dealers in attendance had, we were somewhere between $1.5 billion and $2 billion of annual sales.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was literally some of the who's who's. But the great thing about it as well is, I mean, we had some small dealers there that were doing a couple $1 million worth of business annually. So it's just a great time where the real big and the guys that really focus on their business can also have a conversation with some of the small folks that are focusing on their business and want to grow their business.
Well, there were two flooring meetings last week, and I opted to go to the NWFA and would wished I could have been in Birmingham at the same time because, let's see, I believe you had Tom Lape as one of your speakers, right?
Yeah, Tom spoke on the industry on a Wednesday afternoon. It was a great chat. It's always good to hear Tom speak.
He knows the business inside and out because he's worked both commercial for a while and now residential. Just a quick rundown on RFMS. I know every year you guys update your products. Talk about what's hot with RFMS now.
Kemp, as you know, we're actually the largest flooring-specific software in the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually not research that we've done. A few months ago, we added a new distributor of our product in the UK, and they did the research before they reached out to us and said, by far, we are the largest flooring-specific dealer in the world right now. You know, we represent over 2,500 licensees with over 8,000 storefronts across the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and now in the UK. And that's not even counting all the different countries we are with our measure product. What's hot right now is what everybody's carrying around in their pockets. It's all going mobile.
Yeah.
I mean, it's how we can create a sales transaction from either being on a mobile device, in a house, on a job site, in the showroom floor, how our installers that are in the field can actually go out and before they leave the house, log in on their mobile device and see what job they're doing, what's the quantity of work they're doing, and where it's located. So it's mobile, mobile, mobile.
Now, of all the services you offer your retailers, and I ran through some of them, but it's measuring, it's scheduling, it's CRM, it's accounting. What is it that most people, I mean, you integrate all those things, so what is it that most of your dealers find most useful?
We're a very siloed company, so, you know, we started out 30 years ago, like we said, which we're celebrating our 30th anniversary, and we were strictly a retail-focused company.
Mm-hmm.
And we made that shift about 15 years ago to being in more of the divisions. So we're siloed now where we actually have a retail product. We also have a commercial product, and these are folks that are doing commercial flooring. We have a multifamily product, and these are where the folks that are actually doing the turn and burns on the apartments.
Mm-hmm.
We're also builder-focused, where we have modules for single-family new construction, and then we're also distributor-focused. So that small distributor that's out there that wants to be able to send a B2B product catalog to their retailers and things like that, we can assist us with that as well.
So this meeting you had last week was an owner's meeting. So it wasn't just retailers, was it?
No, we had folks from every division. You know, I had one breakout meeting that was a little focus group that we had that's on the new app that we're building for field supervisors These are the guys that are out inspecting the job sites every day. They're not necessarily laying the floor as much as going around and viewing the job sites. In that room, we had commercial dealers, we had apartment dealers, and then we also had single-family new construction.
All right, so obviously people had to travel to Birmingham, and I'm sure there was, you know, some entertainment going on, but what was the primary benefit of people coming to Birmingham for this event?
The main reason for anybody coming to Birmingham was really around training. I mean, we were inexpensive. It's $349, and what $349 for them to come, they got 16 hours of training. They got a fabulous dinner with a live band one night, and then lunches every day and breakfast every day. So the focus, granted, it was a party, it was our 30th anniversary, but when you're taking and you're bringing 200 clients in and you're sitting them down and you're training them for 16 hours, they really start to see the breadth of the software. And some of our best users that were there were walking away going, wow, I didn't know the software could do that. When you've got the amount of client base that we have, you know, there is just a lot of features in the software that folks may not use on a daily basis. And when they get into a training program like this, they get a lot of uh-huhs going on in their mind going, wow, I really could put this into play in my business. So our focus is training with folks. Everybody knows business is coming back. And with business coming back, companies have two choices. They can either add people or they can start using software. And our goal is to be able to train customers using the software to where they can put a half a million, a million, $2 million, $3 million of sales to the bottom line without adding headcount. That's how we can really help somebody grow their business and start being more profitable.
All right, great. Well, it's good to get a rundown. I wish you could have been there. Again, been talking to Dave DeMolin, who is the director of sales at RFMS, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.